Okay, today is Kuf Beis 102. We are on the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Beis, and the Mishnah is going to continue to discuss the rules regarding locking the door, you know, with the locking mechanisms that they had. And just like the prior Mishnah, it's also going to make a distinction between what is permitted in the Beis HaMikdash and what is, as opposed to what is permitted outside the Beis HaMikdash, keeping in mind the rule that for the most part we say, Ain Shvus B'Mikdash. So we don't have these Takanas D'Rabbanan when it comes to the Mikdash. So the case we have now is Nagar HaNigrar. So we have this bolt, I guess called a bolt, a locking, a bolt that is dragging. Rashi says, Nagar HaNigrar, Shekasher B'Delas, it's hanging on the door, so therefore it looks, again the problem is that we're concerned about Boneh. If you put something together, it's like Boneh. But if it's clear that this locking mechanism, this bolt, is already part of the door, then we don't have a concern about mechse kibona that looks like binyan. So here it's nagar hanigrar. So here what you have is that it's dragging, right? It's a kashra bedelis. It's tied to the door, so it's already part of the door, so it's one step up. Well, eno taloi, it's not hanging. Rather, shehevel aroch, because it's a very long rope, shehevel aroch, and we talk shenigrar, eno near kashra. So since it's dragging along, it doesn't necessarily look like it's tied to the. If you look at it quickly, you just see the lock on the door on the floor. You don't necessarily assume or see that it's connected to the door. We're talking about not like we did yesterday, where the top has like this pestle on top of it, because that would make it a kli. But that's not the case. So it's nagar nigrar. So it's being dragged along. No limbo b'mikdash. You may use this and lock the doors in the base of mikdash. Rashi says dishvus ba'almuhu. Because it's only going to be a din d'rabbanan to not do, use it. The eno bone mamish, it's not really bone, hoel v'kasher l'kach, because it is, in actuality, tied to the door, right? Ela hoel v'nigrar mechzik bone. But since it's a distance away, because it's being dragged on the floor, it looks like bone. The ain't shvus d'rabbanan b'mikdash, lo gazer shampan. There's no shvus d'rabbanan b'mikdash to make the gzeira. So he says, if it's nagar nigrar, no limbo b'mikdash, aval lo b'medina. But you may not use it on outside the base of Midrash, because there we have to kanas d'rabbanan, it's mechze kibonah. However, if it's v'munach, if you have this bolt that is as munach in the corner, Rashi says, she'enu kasher klal. It's not tied at all. So even the base of Midrash, you're not allowed to use it, because that would have a binyan mamish. That's going to be real binyan, so therefore the Mishnah says, kan v'kan aser. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Munach, he just goes one step down. Munach, b'mutter b'mikdash. If it's munach, it's not real binyan. It's still mechzik binyan. So therefore, in the base of mikdash, it would be mutter, and the medina would be aser. But nigrar, if it's tied, well, then that's clearly not mechzik bone at all. It's tied to the thing. So therefore, everybody would know that it belongs to the door already. It doesn't look like you're building or adding onto the door, and then that would be mutter both in the mikdash and in the medina. Okay. So now brings a brisa that sort of expands on the mishnah. Tana rabbanan, ezehu nigrar. Ezehu negar ha-nigrar shenolim bo b'mikdash v'lo b'medina. What is the case of the bolt that is being dragged that you're allowed, similar to Tanakh Kavra Mishnah, that you're allowed to use in the Beis HaMikdash, but you're not permitted to use outside the Beis HaMikdash? It says kosher kosher, everything that's tied to the door, the toloi, and it's hanging, right? The rosho echa magilaretz, and it's touching the ground a little bit. So it's touching the ground. Even though one side of it is still hanging, if it's touching the ground on the other side, nevertheless, it looks like bone. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Zeh ap medina mutter." He says, "No, this would even be mutter in the medina because that's not even asur midrabbanan." La ezur neger shenol limbo b'mikdash shalom medina. What's the case of the neger of the lock of the bolt that is you can use in the mikdash but you can't use in the medina? That's kol she'ino lo kasher v'lo toloi ushomto u'maniach b'karen zavis. It's not tied, it's not hanging at all. It just set aside in the corner, exactly like you said in our Mishnah. Exactly like you said in the Mishnah, that's going to be the case of where he says that there's a distinction between the Mikdash and the Medina. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, no one's going to assume this is Bona. You see it, the lock, that's not going to be, that's only Mechzik Bona. I mean, it looks like it's not actually Bona. Okay, so Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Nigrar. The lach is like Rabbi Yehuda by Nigra, which means that as long as it's tied to the door in any way, shape, or form, as long as it's tied a little bit to the door, even if it's hanging, that would even be mutter in the Medina. But Amarav Avahu Shekasher Bedeles. It has to be tied to the door itself. It can't necessarily be tied to the lintel, to the posts. It has to be actually tied to the door itself. So Mar says, Aini, is it really true that it has to be tied to the door itself? Va Rabbi Tavla Iklum Mechoza. Rabbi Tavla went to Mechoza. The chazal who have a tali ibradasha, and he saw the bolt that wasn't necessarily tied to the door; it was tied to the briach. I'm sorry, to the hasp. I think is what they call it. It's tied to the locking mechanism. It wasn't necessarily tied onto the door itself. And he didn't say anything. Below or below medium, he allowed him to do that. You just said it has to be tied somehow to the door, even if it's hanging. But it has to be tied to the door. Here it wasn't even tied to the door. So much says, no, ahu nital bi iguda havai. It was nital bi iguda. What does that mean? Rashi says, nital bi iguda klomer kosher haya bechevel chazak. It was tied with a very, very strong rope. Apparently, so if it was tied with this very, very strong rope, so therefore it's clear and evident that it already belongs as part of the door, and even in that, even though it's not tied to the door, still we would say that it's only going to be, it's not mechzek kibona, and it would be mutter. Okay? Another case, Rav Avia Iklal Naharda, Rav Avia came to Naharda, Chazi Lehu Gavar Tavik Akate Begami. He saw that a person, he was tying the bolt to the door using, again, I think it's some sort of reed, I don't know how to translate, some sort of, right, Amar Din Lo Nitrok. He said, with this, you're not allowed to use, because this tying to it, that's not a real kshira. Because that's just going to fall off. That's going to be considered a neger hamunach. That's going to be a neger that's sitting on the ground. And a neger that's sitting on the ground, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And we say a neger sitting on the ground is usher both in the Mikdash and in the Medina. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be usher the Rabbanan in the Medina. But you can't use it because that's not a real, that's not tied. That's too flimsy a connection, and therefore it won't work. Okay. By Rabbi Zera, nikmaz mahu. What's the halacha when it comes to nikmaz? What's nikmaz? Rashi. Nikmaz mahu. She nichnas haneger b'chor ha'iskopa, v'nifchas oso ha'chor v'yotzi neger tzada karka v'nos b'karka. So usually you put the lock, remember you put, it's locking mechanism that we have now, the locking mechanism, one's on the bottom of the door and one's on the top of the door. So the locking mechanism on the bottom gets pushed down, and it gets pushed down so far it goes through the entire iskopa, the entire place in front, and buries itself all the way to the ground underneath. It's going all the way down into the ground. So that's what Rashi says it is. It no way it's bekarka. Talking about that, it actually drives itself into the ground. So what's the halacha? Is that going to be more chamor? Are you allowed to use that or not? So Amar Rav Yosef, Maiti Boila, what's your question? Why would you ask that as a question? We already know that the answer clear. Lo Shamile Lahadatanya, have you not heard the following brisa that says Nishmat Asur, if the locking mechanism was tied, but then the tie untied, it ripped or something like that. So now it's sitting on the ground, it's Asur, you're not allowed to use it. But Nikma, to dig it all the way, to drive it all the way into the ground, would be Mutter. Rabbi Huda says, Nikmaz afopisha eno nishmat, Nikmaz, burying it all the way down that it goes so far into the ground, even though it's still tied to the rope, nevertheless, usher, you're not allowed to use it. It's usher linol bo. Just because this is real bone now, because now you're making almost like a foundation that you're burying it deep into the ground. So, Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Huda Nikmaz. The Halacha is like Rabbi Huda when it comes to Nikmaz, and at time of Mai, what's the reason? Amar Bai, Rishon Demechza Kibonia, because it really looks like bone. So Nikmaz is really usher. To take the bolt and push it down, and it goes all so far down that it buries itself into the karka, I think that's like almost looks like bone, because you're making something really strong, sturdy, and you're burying, like making pylons, or piles, you're driving them into the ground. That would be usher. Okay. Boy Minei Rav Nachumi Bar Zachar Yemei Abaye. So he asked Abaye, Asa lo beis yad mahu. So it's sort of like it's like a pestle. Right? So you make it like a beis yad. Rashi says, Asa lo beis yad, linagar she'ena kosher klal. You're making this locking mechanism, you're making this lock, the right? It's not tied at all. B'tachav beis yad b'emtiyaso v'domol l'makabas. It looks like a sort of pestle. It looks like a kli or something like that. The hashta vadne mucha milsa the klihu. Malinabo, can you use it? Because, again, the concern is, and he's going to say, Amale, Bukhra Kamar, the Pesel, Itmar Nachmuni, Barada, Asalo, Beisiyad, Mutter, becomes Mutter. Why? The whole concern is that it's Mexican bone. It looks like bone. But if you're using something that is not something that's going to be typically used in the house to stay there, it's not Mexican bone. So what you did is you had this lock, something like that, but you made it into something that's like a kli. It's a Pesel that you're going to use to grind things up. So therefore, it's not Mexican bone anymore. So then you can use it. What would be the problem? The whole problem, which isn't real, this isn't bone and mamish, it's just mechzek bone. And when it looks like something, it's going to be used for something else, it's not mechzek bone. So that's why they have to follow two cases. Ahu Sharisa, we had this very heavy beam, the Have Bey Rabbi Pedas, that was in the house of Rabbi Pedas, Tava Medalu La Bey Asara Veshadu Adasha, that it was so heavy it took 10 people to lift, right, I think of the classic, you know, Middle Ages when they were locked, you know, locked the doors on the castles. This big beam that they lift and put on to protect the doors. He never let the Havli Medali Basar Suddenly Adasha below and Lomiji. And he said, no problem. He didn't say anything. His Amar, that's the reason why he didn't say anything to them, because, and he said it was mutter to use this beam, because Torah's Kli Aleh. It has a din of a Kli. Rashi says, Sharuya Leishiv Aleh. It's really something people used to sit on. So it has this dual purpose, so it has this idea of sitting on it, so therefore it has the shame of a Kli, just like the case of the Asla Beis Yad, since it has a din of a, has a shame Kli on one hand, it's going to be mutter to use on Shabbos, but it's no longer Mechsa Kibona. And the same thing, Asisa, they say here is a Mateshes, which is the mortar, which is like the big bowl, I guess, that you grind the things in it, right? The Havas Bei Mar Shmuel, there's a Hasa Mar Shmuel, Davi Machazekes Adiriba, whatever, it was able to hold a lesach, machlokus, how much that is. It's a large amount. It was able to hold a large amount, and they would, I guess, they would push it up to the door to block the door. So Shara Mar Shmuel Mishade Adasha, he allowed you to put it for using it to lock the door. Amar Toas Kli Aleh as a Torah of a Kli, so twofold. A, it's not muksa. B, it's not mechsa kibona. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring something back to, it's like a potpourri of Hilchos Shabbos issues that weren't discussed in Hilchos Shabbos. So now we're talking about putting up an Ohel Arai on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do, put up an Ohel Arai. You're allowed to extend an Ohel Arai, right? You're not allowed to put up a temporary Ohel on Shabbos. So, Sholech Le'Rami Bar Yecheskel Rav Amram. Neimul Anmar, Mehalin Mili Ma'al Yisod, Amar Talar Mishmeir Rav Asi, B'Kivid Arba. Tell us those wonderful words that you said in the name of Asi when it comes to the arches on the boats. So I think they probably had the pictures, but it seems like when they had these boats, they would have like these arches that would go across the boat like this, and then they would put a sheet or something like that over it, or a mast or something like that, over those arches. So the question is, what can you do with? So can you put the sheet, I guess, over the arches on Shabbos? So Shalach Le'achi, Amar Rav Asi, Rav Asi said, Hani Kifi De Arba, these arches, Bizman Sheyesh Bem Tefach, if the arches themselves are a tefach thick, Inami ein tefach ve'ein bein lezeh shlosha, or each individual one is not a tefach, but between each arch is at least three tefachim, so therefore they're considered closed, the whole area is closed because of lavud, then lamachar, I mean tomorrow on Shabbos, maybe machatzeles uporis halein, you can bring a sheet and put it on top. Why? Because we're viewing it already as an ol. If it's tefach thick, it's already an ol, so by putting the sheet on top of it, you're just being mosif on the ol. You're not doing anything more.
You said at least three tefach. Did you mean not
more than three tefach? Correct. Correct. Right. There isn't more than three tefach between the two, between them. Right. Rashi says sheish bem tefach sherochav. It's a second wide line. Sherochav so ma'al gal tefach. The width is a tefach. The butzer mi tefach. If it's less than a tefach, lo havi ol. Agal kerochav tefach mikri ol is considered ol. Nimso shem ol avi moljom. It already has a din of a status and ol the day before. Ugashu poreis alav abekin, and you put the cloak over it. Lemacher eno ella mosif. It's just mosif on the ol, which becomes mutter. Okay, my timer. What's the reason why? Like we said, Rashi said already, because it's just mosif al ol harai and shapri dami. You're just adding onto ol harai. You're not initially making it, and therefore it's going to be mutter. So ahanu dichri. So dichri is like the dal and the zion in Aramaic switch. So dichri is zichri, which means male rams. Right? You had this zichri. The havu lay l'ravuna. The ravuna had to be yamama bo'utula. That during the day, I guess they were very sensitive. During the day, they needed shade. Ubilela, and at night, bo'avira. They needed air. So you had to cover them during the day and uncover them at night. So you had these canopies, I guess, that would cover them and uncover them. But the problem is, how can you do that on Shabbos? So Asla Kamri de Rav became before Rav. They said, what do I do on Shabbos? Amalei, zril zil kroch beduya and shoyer beitefach. At night when they need the air, so you're going to, Erev Shabbos, you're going to retract the roof basically, pull it all the way back, but leave a tefach space of where it's covered. Then tomorrow you can just extend the tefach, which will become mutter, right? So shoyer, right? Shoyer beitefach. Lemachar, and tomorrow, Pashta, pull it over. That's just most of all right. That's the idea when you have like the shlocks on the sukkah. So if you're going to pull them back, don't pull it back all the way. Leave a little bit open so the next day you can pull it out. You know, the canopies on these baby carriages, they say, don't close it all the way up. Leave it open a little bit and then tomorrow you can put on the canopy for the bug protector, the rain protector, but if you close it all the way, then to open it the next day from scratch is going to be making an ohel arai, l'chatchila on Shabbos, initially making an ohel arai, and that is not permitted. Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chia, Rav says the name Rabbi Chia, Vilon. So Vilon, I think, is a curtain. So, Vilon mutter lintoso umutter leparko b'Shabbos. Rashi says what Vilon means here is that you have like these curtains. He says, "Kineged Pesach lesnius." It's used like a door. You didn't have doors. They put this curtain for privacy. So he says, "Mutter lintoso." You got to put it up because the lav oholu to low rochav tefach because it's not a tefach thick. I skipped the line. It's not there all the time. It's like a door. You put it up, take it down, put it up, take it down. That's going to be mutter. I thought it was just a sheet that goes on, and you take it off. Okay. Next. Now, these cases, I didn't understand the Metzius so much as later on as we go through this. Kilas chasanim. So you have the canopy of the bridal bed. Again, remember, from the canopy of the bridal bed is pitched, basically. It's not four pegs on top. It's just two pieces of wood, and they drape it over the two pieces of wood, so it reaches a point on the top. That's like actual tent. So he says, Mutu leporko ulintoso b'Shabbos. You'll have to put it up and take it down on Shabbos, because since it doesn't have a roof that's a tefach wide, it's not considered OL. Okay? So now comes these qualifications. So the first two qualifications I get. Amar Rav Sheshes, Breder of Edi, Lo Amaron, we didn't say that it's mutter to take it apart. Elosh ain big gaga tefach. Like we said, as long as it doesn't have, at the pitch of air, it's not separated the tefach. If it's closed up, a tefach. Aval yesh big gaga tefach, then it's usser. V'chi ain big gaga tefach, and even if it doesn't have at the top of tefach, Lo Amaron, we didn't say that it's mutter. Elosh ain big pachos, we shall some of the gab tefach. It also can't be a tefach wide, three tefachim from the top. Because three tefachim from the top is considered lovud. So if any point from three tefachim to the top, it's wide a tefach, that's also going to be a problem, because we'll view that as the roof. Right? So he says, aval yesh b'pachas mishlosh shesom l'gag, if less than three tefachim away from the top point, it's a tefach wide, it's aser. Then the mark is a third qualification. V'chi ein b'pachas mishlosh shesom l'gag tefach, and even if it doesn't have a tefach width within three tefachim from the top, so you would say it would be mutter, Nami, it's also not going to be mutter, lo amar and ella, except for the case she'ein b'shipua tefach. The slope, so shipua is like the slope, the diagonal slope isn't a tefach. Aval yesh b'shipua tefach, right, shipua o'alim ke'olim damu. So I'm not exactly sure what the case is. The slope itself in the middle? I mean, where is this? The Rashi also says, that's very narrow. So how do you have a bed fitting in this very, very narrow space? So Rashi gives an answer. You see in the picture, I don't understand the Metzius so much, that there are different bedposts in there. I apologize. I don't understand. Okay. There's another answer there. There's another qualification. We can look in the picture and figure it out. Okay. Amar Rav Shisha. Rav Shisha now comes to hats on Shabbos. So wearing hats on Shabbos, apparently, that's a pasha, especially if you don't have an Erev in your Shasarabi. It's not some pasha. Amar Rav Shisha, Raider of Edi, and I think we saw this actually in Masechta Shabbos. Do we? Yeah, towards the end of Masechta Shabbos, so Shabbos says Daf Kuf Lam Ches. Lam Rav Shisha Breider of Edi Siyana, which is like a felt hat, Shari. You're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Ava Hatanya Aser. Whatever the Bryce says, you're not allowed to wear the felt hat on Shabbos. So he says there's a distinction. Ha the East Bay Tefach, Ad Les Bay Tefach. It depends on the brim. If the brim goes out of Tefach, they get a problem of making it and putting on an OL on Shabbos. If it's less than a Tefach, then if it's less than Tefach, then you're not making an OL and you may wear it. Rashi says, Sayani Shari, Kovash Alova, the felt hat, Shakor and Platri, Mutl Teso Shabbos, Hadi Isbe Tefach, She Yotze Tefach Rochev, She Pitola Halam Risho, Usr, the Havi Oel, it's a brim, those long brimmed hats that go out would be Usr because you're making an Oel. Interesting. The Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be. El Meyata, so what about if you have your talus, you throw your talus over your head, and it extends over your head the Tefach, that's also going to be Usr? He said, I don't know why, maybe not, maybe yes. So he says, El Me'ata, Sharbev Beglima Tefach. You put the talus on your head, and at distance from your head, a Tefach, Hachanami to Usr. Is that also going to be Usr? The rhetorical question? Obviously not. So Ella, so again, what is the word Ella? Does Ella retract the whole thing? So Rashi says, Ella goes, yet. Yeah. Rashi says, Ella Hadim Mehedak Hadalo Mehedak. Depends whether it's fastened or not. Rashi says, Ella means, V'taima Lam Yishum Oelu. You're right, we're not concerned about an OL. This is not an OL, it's an article of clothing, it's not an OL. Right? But Ella Rashi says, Dilma Nafamarishi, we're concerned that it may blow off your head. right? Maybe the wind comes and it's a blow off your head. V'asei le'asuye, and then you carry it dalat amos birishus harabim. Hilkach, therefore, kim the head that v'kasher b'tzua tachat zavarosh ori. If you have a tie that goes on, you know, like those cowboy, those Australian hats, something like that, that they have the tie that goes underneath, then it would be mutter, right? But if it doesn't have the tie, ilo usser. But if it doesn't have that tie, then it would be usser. But Tosos explains a little differently. Tosos had mehedek. The top host says Perish Rashi. The Kuntres Rashi says the time alav mishum ol. It's not because of ol. Ulefizem mutarin also kovim shalava. You're allowed to wear it. Afapi shemayel tefach, even though it extends a tefach. Ubavatsli kasher tachas grono. You have to have this tie underneath so it does shalo yipol. V'asle suy dal amos. Prisarabim. But Rabbi Chananel Farish, no. He says mahadik means different. The mahadik usser. He says the difference is what does mehedak lo mehedak mean? Means if the brim is stiff, if the brim is stiff and it's not flimsy, that's going to be an ol and that's going to be a problem. If the brim is not so, if the brim is flimsy, maybe these brims are flimsy, so then you know a move it won't be considered an ol. The straw hats are probably more stiff than the regular hats, but the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins both like Rabbi Chananel that there's a problem of OL, and he also Paskins like Rashi that it has to be tied. So the halacha you have to they're posting that they write, they give a lot of reasons why you know the minhag olam in many circles is to wear a hat on Shabbos even in a place that they assume doesn't have an Erev, so that, you know around them. So you have to understand what the heter is because based on the Gemara here it's not so pashut. Obviously. You know, Pukhazi, what the nation is doing, if they're doing it, there must be a reason, and there's probably, then it would be mutter. Okay.
Well, maybe a baseball cap with a long brim, maybe
it's not. I don't know, but some of these Borsellinos have longer brims than the baseball cap, unless it's like that Donald Duck hat that goes all the way out. But yeah, all right. Ask your local competent Orthodox halachic decisor. I don't. Maybe mehadak also means and you talk about the rope according to Rashi. So if it fits on your head, maybe if it won't fall off your head. Maybe it's only in a not. Maybe that's considered on your head as well. Maybe the fitting today might be better than it was then. I don't know.
The article doesn't say anything about that. It just says it's like
right. I know. Rashi clearly says that it has a ritzua. Right. Rashi says. He says, "Kasher b'ritzua tachas tzavaro." It has a string under the neck. That's clearly a string. I don't know. Okay, fine. Next Mishnah. Mishnah is talking now about these are pivots on the wall on the door. The top one and the bottom one. So he says, "Machsirin sir hatachton." This is the place where you actually put the locking mechanism in. Again, we don't have like today where we have brackets and the door swings like that. It's on these things on the bottom, they push down and push up through the, you see it sometimes like on those, some of the doors, that's how they lock, they push something up, what's it called? They push up and push down. Okay, so tzir tachton b'mikdash, so if the bottom one falls out, right, machzir and tzir tachton b'mikdash of the lobe medina, the bottom one falls out, you can fix it in the base of the mikdash, but not outside, ha'el yon karmikan usher, but if the top one falls out, it's going to be usher, which makes sense. The top one, when you have these two, if the bottom one falls out, the door is still there. If the top one is what keeps it in place, the door just keeps, the top one is what keeps it on, the bottom one just keeps it from swinging. If the top one falls off and it's only connected on the bottom, the door is most likely going to fall because of the weight and the torque on the bottom, it's going to push it off. I never used the word torque before, but that's what I think it is, that it's pushed the bottom. So if the top one, the bottom one falls off, so then the base, it's only going to be, it's not really bone. It's attached by the top, so it's already still considered attached. So it's only Mexico bone. So the base of Middash will be mutter. And Rashi says it must be that you need this for some purpose in the base of Middash. Because you know there are abundance in the base of Middash, but that's only if you need it for a purpose for Shabbos. But if the top one falls off, you can't fix them in the base of Middash either, because that's going to be real bone. That's putting it back together. Now Oyan Kamakan Usar. Right? And this Rashi points out that this Manda Amr must hold the concept of Binyan Bekalim. We're dealing with a door, I guess, so it can be considered a kli as a machlokas, whether it's binyan, bekalim or not. Tosos asks, this is a big problem, because the shita that holds binyan bekalim is beishamai. So we're going to have a brisa that goes in accordance with the shita of beishamai. Right? That's hard to do. Again, we always say that's like the worst thing in Shas, is to have something that goes according to beishamai. So Tosos doesn't necessarily like that answer, but again, we're going to go with Rashi. But Rabbi Huda says, El yom b'mikdash the top of Medina. He says, no, again, he's more makil. The top one falls off, then you can fix it in the base of Migdash, not in the Medina, but the bottom one falls off, you can even fix it in the Medina. The Tanur Rabbanan, Tanur Braisa, Tzir, right, which is the lower pivot that's cut, that keeps the door closed, Tzir Vadeles, Shida, Teval, Migdal, of a chest, of an ark, of a tower of some sort, right? So b'mikdash, if it's in the mikdash machzirin, you can put it back together. B'medina dochakin, in the Medina you can't really put it back together, but you can like sort of shtup it so it goes into place and just stays there. Me'elyon kavikan lo yaksir, but the top one that falls apart, it falls off, you need to not put it back at all because gzera shema yiska. Right, because maybe if you just put the top one a little bit on, we're concerned that maybe you'll actually put it all the way in. And if you put it all the way in the right way, apparently that's the real binyan, and that will violate the melacha d'oraisa, and you'll be chayav a korban chatas. The bottom one, you're allowed to do that because even if you put it in, it's not binyan, because the binyan is really only on the top one, not the bottom one. So gzeir shem yitavim shem taka chayav chatas. The Gemara says, but these pivots that are on a boar, I'm not exactly sure what these are. There's a boar or a dus, the shel yitzia, which these things aren't kalim. The other things were kalim. These aren't kalim. These are actually, I guess you built something in the ground. You built it, then connected to the ground. Lo yaksir, you can't put it in at all because that's considered bona all the way across. I don't know. Im hifsir chayav chatas. I don't know what the case is in the boar. Somehow you dug something out and made a door there. Rashi says, last short line. First medium line. Shel boar, shel dus. To have a binyan amachuba the karka, chashav binyan kodehu, bor bechafira, dud binyan betocha karka, ishkadina. I don't know what the Metzias is. Okay. More, Mishnah continues to talk about different chilukim, distinctions between what you may do in the Beis HaMikdash and what may be done outside the Beis HaMikdash. So we're talking now about a case of a person, I guess, who has a cut on his hand, and he put a bandage over the wound on Shabbos, before Shabbos, he put a bandage over the wound that has an ointment on it. And then whatever happens is that the bandage falls off on Shabbos, and he wants to put the bandage back on. He doesn't want to put more ointment on. Whatever's on the bandage stays, he wants to reapply the bandage that fell off. So Mishnah says, Machzirin v'tia b'mikdash. A Kohen is allowed to put the bandage back on Shabbos. Rashi gives us the case. He says, Kohen shalaka biyato. Kohen has a cut or a wound on his hand. V'nasna le'retimu odiyom. And he put this bandage on before Shabbos. Now, v'chutzuch la'avod avoda b'Shabbos o b'yantav. Now he wants to do the avoda on Shabbos or Yantav. So he has to take off the bandage, because it's a chatzitza between him and what he's touching. Right? V'noto retiyah me'yal yado. He takes the bandage off of his hands. Shelo tehei chotzetzes beino b'in yado avoda. It won't separate between him and his hands for the avoda. T'chatzitza p'su'az ba, the chatzitza's puzzle, li'ba'inan v'lakach ha'kohen. We require that the kohen touches it. V'kevin d'chayitz lo havi l'kikam kohen. Since if there's something that interposes, it's not going to be considered kohen. So therefore, that case, machzir mikdash, you're allowed to do it, put it back on. Why? The lo sharis le l'hachzira, because if we did not permit him to put it back on, lo shukal in mide, he wouldn't take it off, right, because he's a good patient, he never would have taken it off, umimana v'lo avin avoda, and he wouldn't do the avoda. He wants his hand to heal. He's keeping it on. We tell him, okay, if you don't take it off, you're not allowed to take it off. Okay, fine, I won't take it off. I'm just not doing the avoda because I can't. We want him to do the avoda. So Rashi says, echad, this is one, mishlosha devarim amur maseches beitza, one of the three things that are said in maseches beitza on daf yud aleph, that we say, shehutru sofa mishum tchilasan, that the ends basically justify. That means, because we wanted to do it a certain way, so we allowed you to do something in the outset in order to permit something, because if we didn't permit him to take it off and put it back on, then he would do the avoda. Okay, so the Kohen can take it off. Avalo b'medina. But in other, sorry, the Kohen's not to put it back on, but other places after the Medina, you're not allowed to put it back on. Rashi says, alo b'medina, zera shema yimare haratia. Maybe you're going to smooth out the, I guess, by taking it on and off, the bandage itself is going to be smoothed out, and that's a melacha mochik. Because I guess it had, right, he says, that's what he seems to say. Right, v'im b'tchila, but if you didn't have a bandage on before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos itself, the Kohen put the bandage on, b'tchila, kamikan also, then we don't allow to take it off and put it back on. Okay. Yomara brings, Brian said, Tana Rabban, retia shepersha me'almaka, machzirin oso b'Shabbos. A retia that fell off by itself on Shabbos, you may put it back on Shabbos, even apparently not in the Beis Hamikdash, because it's not shriach, I guess, that's going to fall off. The doctors are good, they put it on a good bandage. It's not shriach that's going to fall off, and therefore there was no gzera about that. Rabbi Huda Omer, Rabbi Huda says, wait a second. If huchlaka limata, sorry, huchlaka, right, huchlaka limata doch limala. So if it slides off, so if it slides off, it starts sliding down from the top, you'll have to push it back, right? It starts sliding down, you'll have to push it back up. Limala doch limata. If it starts falling off the other way, being pushed up, you'll have to pull it back down. V'im megala mixas haritia. Megala mixas haritia mekanech pimakan. You have to do also. You have to like push it up a little bit and wash the wound. Push it down and then wash the wound. Push it up. You can do these little tricks and want to wash the wound a little bit. So he says megala mixas haritia mekanech pimakan. V'chol megala mixas haritia umekanech pimakan. V'ritia atzma lo yinakeya klal. You can push it up and then wipe off the wound. Push it down and wipe off the wound, but you can't wipe off the bandage itself. Mipnei shehu mimareach. Because if you wipe off the bandage, I guess you're considered that you're smoothing the bandage. Somehow it's mimareach, it's mishum machik. Vimareach chayiv chatas. If you do actual miruach, if you do actual smoothing, that would be a malacha d'oraisa, and you would be chayiv a korban chatas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, that the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not, if you're only allowed to, you're only allowed to return it if it didn't fall off completely. Right, if it fell off, started falling off the top, you can move it back down. But if you fall off completely, Rabbi Huda said you weren't allowed to. Tanakam, the Bryce said you were allowed to put it back on. Rabbi Huda said you weren't allowed to move it back if it's still attached to the hand. Amar Chizdin, Rabbi Chizdin says, Lo Shanu, this machloks to Tanakam, Rabbi Huda, Ela Shapirsha Agave Kli. That if the bandage fell off onto a Kli, like a pillow or something like that, but didn't fall to the ground. Aval Pirsha Agave Karka, but if it falls all the way off to the ground, Divrei Kol Aser. Then the Rabbanon would agree that's usher, because if it fell off to the ground, now taking it and putting it back on, that's like putting it back on lechatchila on Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, and that you're not allowed to do. Amar Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Hava Kamina Kamei Abba, I was standing before my father, I mean Rav Ashi, and Nafale Abbe Sajja, I guess his bandage fell off onto the pillow behind his head. The Kamahardale, and he put it back on his wound. Aminale, I said to him, Lo Savala Mar, do you not hold Lahad Amr Chizda, that when Rav Chizda said that Machloka Shapirsha Agabe Kli, Ava Pirsha Agabe Karka Asur, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, in this case it will even be Asur, right? And Shmuel said, Lachas Rabbi Yehuda. So there is a Machlokas in Rabbanan and the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda if it falls off onto a Kli. Here it fell off onto the Kli. What's that? Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to put it on. And you put it on. And we said that the Lachas like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amr Li, so my father said back to me, Lo Shmili, I never heard that. Meaning, Klomar Lo Shmili, I don't hear that. I don't agree to that. Meaning, I agree that their machlokas is only specifically when it falls on the ground. But if it falls on the Kli, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you're allowed to put it back on. So when we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, that means we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. If it falls onto the ground, you're not allowed to put it on. But if it falls onto a Kli, you are permitted to put it on. Okay. Right.
But he said that the fact that we prepared before Shabbos, like, was a strong reminder of the Marea, so that just by doing that, you would violate the Marea.
Nice, you have to find, it's good, you have to find the Heter, but it's based because on this Mishnah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, let's do the next Mishnah. Kosherin Nema B'Mikdash of Alob Medina. You'll have to tie a knot on the string. So Rashi says the case is Kosher Nema. He says, Nemas Kinur shall shear Halevim Korban, like the lyre. Sometimes it's a harp, but it's more like a lyre that the Levim would use to sing. So this is part of the Korbanos. So it's part of something that has to be done for Shabbos, and the Korbanos is done for Shabbos. So he says over here, the string is ripped on Shabbos, Im Nifsiko Mishabbos, if it falls off on Shabbos. Well, Gemara Mefarish Taima, they must explain the reason why, is because the Kamar Machshirin Mitzvah, things that accoutrements of the mitzvah, things that go along with the mitzvah, shlo hayyachol asos me esmol, that he couldn't do the day before, the ha'ayom nifsuka, because it ripped today, docha Shabbos. It's docha Shabbos in the mikdash, even though making the knot is an avalacha of kosher. So if the string rips on Shabbos, you're allowed to retie it on Shabbos in the base of the mikdash, avalob medina, but not in the medina, because that is going to be usher. The im, B'tchila kamikan aser. But if the kinur was missing a string to begin with, you may, before Shabbos started, you may not put the tide in on Shabbos, because that is a machshir mitzvah, but it was something you could have done the day before. It was missing the day before. When the string rips on Shabbos, there's nothing you could have done the day before. This you could have put in the day before, and therefore it would be aser. Okay. Uriminu, so now we're going to ask a stira from a Mishnah from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Nemas kinur, right? So the string of the harp, of the lyre, shenifzika, that ripped on Shabbos, lo haya kosher, you weren't allowed to knot it, to tie it, ela onvo, I guess you would make this sort of bow, which is not like a knot, and that's what you're allowed to do. So, kosher. I don't know, maybe it's makatash also, it's definitely kosher. Tying. I guess maybe it's not makan papadis because you can still use the rest of the lyre with the other ones. It's still considered an instrument.
If you then tighten it to tune it to the right note, then that must be...
Rashi says it's kosher. Rashi says, Va'afal gav dikesher av melachahu melachah Shabbos. Who says it's kosher? So he says, Rimenu neimas kinosh niskalo ayah kosher la'onva. So it's lo kasher, so we have to give some answers. He says, lo kasha, let's just read the three to Rashi, is a little bit of an introduction over here. Rashi says in the Gemara, fourth to last line, plukta the Rabbi Lazar Rabbana Gabi Mila. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbana, when it comes to Bris Mila and the end of Masechta Shabbos, Mila on Shabbos, Sher Rabbi Lazar Matir Lech Tov Eitzim, Balasos Pechamim, B'Shabbos, Lasos Yizem Olimobol. You can do all these preparatory stages in order to prepare for the Brits. You can cut down the trees to make the fire so you can make the metal knife. All these preparatory stages on Shabbos. He says, that's Machshir Mila. He says, Korban Tzibor Avim Mitzvah Dokh Shabbos. So the Korban Tzibor is like the Mila. That's the mitzvah that's Dokh of the Shabbos. Vishir Havim Machshir in the day. And singing of the Levium is like the preparatory stages of the Korban. So the singing is like making the knife. That's this comparison. So here we have the problem. So our Mishnah says that if the string rips on Shabbos, you may knot it. And the Braisa says you may make a bow, your onva. So the Mishnah says, Lokasha Harabanan Harabi Lazar. The Braisa that says that you're not allowed to tie the Nema with a real knot, that's the Rabbanan, we'll see in a moment. And Harabi Lazar. And our Mishnah that allows you to knot it, the Braisa is Rabbanan, and the Mishnah that allows you to knot it, it's going to be Rabbi Lazar. So li Rabbi Lazar, the Am Machshirin Mitzvah Dokhan Mitzvah Shabbos, according to Rabbi Lazar, says Machshirin Mitzvah are Dokhan Shabbos, so if you couldn't do it beforehand, so then kosher, you can tie it. Because the shira of the name of the string is like the same din of the korbanos. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. The rabbanan the amrei ain docher, and he says the machshir mitzvah are not docher Shabbos onva. Then you can't violate the malacha d'oraisa, and therefore you can't knot it. You have to make a bow. The Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Elazar. So if the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar, who says that machshir mitzvah are docher Shabbos, afil chachil nami. Rabbi Elazar says that you're allowed to do machshir mila. Even the Chachila, even if you could have done it to Erev Shabbos, and now it's only on Shabbos, you can do it. So why? And now you say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lezer. But our Mishnah said that if you could have fixed it before Shabbos, you may not knot it on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Lezer, you should be able to do that on Shabbos also. So Ella, okay, again, Lokasha, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbanan. The Machlokas, the statement in the Mishnah is that they both hold Machshiri Mitzvah or Docha Shabbos, and only if you can't do it beforehand. One is going to go to Rabbi Yehuda, and one is going to Rabbanan. Meaning, what is that? Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Aniva Av Malacha Masechta Shabbos, Ein Chiluk Ben Aniva L'Kshira. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no difference in making a bow and making a knot. Both of them are going to violate Shabbos. You have to tie it now anyway, because it's Machshirin Mitzvah and Mutter. So if you're going to do it, if you violate the Malacha, you might as well make a better knot. What's the difference? You're concerned about that, oh, don't do Kshira, do a lesser malacha. There is no lesser malacha. Dying with a bow is also going to be a malacha d'oraisa. So do it all the way and make a knot. For Rabbanan would want to hold, then know that the malacha on Shabbos is only a Kshira. Onva is not a full malacha on Shabbos. So if you can, just do an Eva. Don't do Kshira. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba Daman. Who's Rabbi Yehuda going like? Right? He says that kosher is an amalacha. Who's he going like? Ilibu de Rabbi Lezer, we have time. If he's going to Rabbi Lezer, Ka'amar, Afil Chilonami. Well, if he's holding like Rabbi Lezer, who says that Machshire Mitzvah Amutter, then he should be able to do it even if it rips on Shabbos. Same issue. So Gemara says, you're right, Ella Lokasha, HaRabbi Shimon HaRabbanan. The distinction between the Mishnah and the Braisa is the distinction between the Shita of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, the Tanya, because you have a Braisa that says, Ben Levi Shenifsikal Onima Bechinor, Ben Levi, okay, who's the one who plays the musical instruments, Adolviyim, that, and they sang, right, I guess you either had to have a good voice or be musically inclined to be the Levi, I don't know, otherwise you did something else, right, so Ben Levi Shenifsikal Lo Nima Bechinor, that the string ripped on the harp, Kosha, you may knot it or tie it on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Onva, you have to bow it. You see, it's going to Rav Shimon, you have to bow it. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, wait a second, Onva, Kshira, what are you doing? So it rips, and it rips in the middle, and then you make a knot or a bow in it? How's that going to play music? Now when you're pulling your fingers across it, it's not going to sound right. You have a knot in the middle. I guess it's not pulled as tight, you know, to make the notes, someone said before, to make the notes tight, to make the notes sound right, it has to be tuned appropriately. He said, Rabbi Shimon Lezer, Omer Afi Eina Mashmes HaSakol, Ella, where he says, Mishalshala Milamata V'Koruch Milamala, O Mishalshala Milamala V'Koruch Milamata. Apparently, when they made the strings, when they made them, there was extra strings on top. There was extra, you know, like they had, sorry? Exactly. So what you would do, if it ripped, you just pull it down, because you had extra, or pulled it up, depending where it ripped, you had extra to make it. Right, Levi Seima, another answer between the steer, between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Havaha Rabbanan. They both hold like Rabbanan, who say Bilokasha Kanva Emsa Kaminatsad. Okay, they both hold like the Braisa, like the Rabbanan, that the latter, that you are permitted.
Yeah, the issue is if it's in the middle.
Right. Right, but if it's on the side, I'll do the two answers tomorrow. I'll pick them up tomorrow. I didn't prepare that area. We'll do two answers tomorrow. We'll pick it tomorrow. We'll have a great day.